like to welcome Cassidy Barton, the new director, not so new anymore, the Downtown Brewing Association.
That's right. It's been about 2 months. It sure still feels new, though.
I was just going to ask.
Well, you know, it's been a great learning experience. I've gotten to meet so many new people, new business owners downtown. It's just been great, and really starting to feel like I'm digging in and making some forward progress.
Have you been everywhere yet?
No. I have not.
Well, but that speaks great of how much there is in downtown Bryan.
It really does. And it just never fails that as soon as I think that I've started to really make the rounds, then I hear about something else popping up. And so that's great. It's such a great variety downtown. So much to do. And I get so excited, you know, to tell people about it.
How much did you know about downtown Bryan before you even thought about pursuing the position? And then compare that to what you know now.
Well, it's increased exponentially. the last memories I had of downtown Bryan were when it was still in its bleaker days. This was, you know, in the 90s, and a lot of people have seen
that.
Well,
I have no reference point since April 19th of this year. So.
Well, that's probably not a bad thing. A lot of people remember that Lyle Lovett video that he did in the 90s, and everything is just boarded up, and, you know, they even talk a little bit in the longer version about how, oh, you know, we don't know that it'll ever come back, and let me tell you, has it ever, you know, with the work that the city has done, creating that infrastructure and the merchants who, you know, the success of their business just speaks volumes to the quality of businesses that are located in downtown Bryan. They've survived, you know, all of that downtime and then all of that new construction. And now, you know, it's cleaning up so nice.
And it's not just the construction you can see, it's the infrastructure underneath that's also so important.
Absolutely. And that's definitely a factor. I know a lot of people are curious as to, you know, when things will be completed or why it's taking, you know, a certain amount of time to get something done. And it is. It involves all the underground utilities, you know, everything, all that pretty pavement and those sidewalks. Those are really just the finishing touches for the most part.
Really, the frosting on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the foundation. Cassidy Barton's the new Downtown Bryan Association director visiting with us on WTAW, and I've bored listeners a couple of times whenever the subject of Downtown Bryan's come up. Just as I joked with you, I don't have much of a reference point in Bryan, but I do in the town of Hutchinson, Kansas, which has undergone many of the same types of things that Downtown Bryan's now involved with, being the underground utility replacements, and then the street improvements, and my favorite comparison is what Hutchinson has done with the historic Fox Theater and what is now getting off the ground in Bryan with the Queen.
Ah, yes, the Queen, the lovely Queen. That's a fantastic project. We've gotten a lot of community support, and I'm excited to tell you that there are that Art Deco marquee on the front of the building, all of those porcelain panels have been taken down and removed for restoration. The crown is actually set, weather permitting, to be taken down on November 21st. And we'd really love to get the community out to see that, but that'll also go in for restoration, and they're just continuing work on that exterior facade. But I know, as unattractive as it may look to passersby, I know it's encouraging to those who have donated money or volunteered their time for the cause to see that, yes, we are moving forward with the project, and there's progress being made. So,
and there's still the fundraising drive for the actual purchase of the property. I've visited with Ben Hardiman several times about how that's a process where as many different contributors as possible, because there's actual cap on the contribution regarding the purchase of the property, and then the more substantial contributions to come in later to take care of the rest of it.
Yes, that's correct. It's a maximum $1,000 donation per donor, and you know, I know that the board really feels strongly about that sense of community ownership. And that was a driving force behind, you know, the design of that campaign was everybody, you know, gets to take part. It's not just one or two individuals, you know, that come in and contribute.
And in a related item, tickets are going on sale Friday for a benefit that's going to assist the Queen.
That's correct. It's our the Willie Bennett Tribute Concert. And if you know anything about downtown, you know about Willie Bennett and what a passion he had for downtown Bryan and for the Queen Theater. So,
and among the places you'll be able to pick up tickets will be, obviously, First Friday's coming up this Friday.
Yes, absolutely. We will be out at First Friday with the tickets. You'll also be able to get a sneak peek of the limited edition Save the Queen t-shirt that is going to be sold exclusively at the Willie Bennett Tribute Concert. And once they're gone, they're gone. So you can take a peek and see if you think that might be something that you'd like to have.
Check your calendar. As far as the concert, it is a week from Saturday the 13th, and will be at the Texas Hall of Fame. I'm sure just a larger venue to accommodate more people so you can get more t-shirts and then more people in there. Wrapping up with Cassidy Barton, talk to me a little bit about short-term and long-term goals that you and the board have talked about downtown.
Well, you know, we'd really love to continue supporting our businesses and organizations that are located in downtown. In addition to that, we want to bring in new businesses and help the, you know, economic development of that area just continue to grow. We also want to do anything we can to help support arts and culture in downtown. It's a huge part of what makes downtown such an attractive place. And then we really want to raise community awareness about downtown. It needs to be a usable, livable space that everybody in the community can enjoy. So those are really our goals. And of course, you know, things like the Queen Theater, awesome project. We really want to see that come to fruition. And just, you know, to get downtown Bryan to the point where, you know, it's a destination. It's somewhere people enjoy going, somewhere people live, somewhere people play. Just a gem of our community.
Anyone that has an idea to run by you, how do they find you?
They can reach me at the Visitor Center downtown, 213 Main Street. I'm in the office Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 9 to 2. They can give me a call at 822-4920 or shoot me an email at executivedirector@downtownbryan.com.